Begin the current daf Masechet Yisuma daf Membeis. Begin the manal. Begin says the master. Begin with the Gemara. Kios Rabban. When Rabban came along, Pirush Mishmei Rabbi Yehudson explained to Rabbi Yehudson that Shel Para, the red string of the Paradum, is Mishkal Yud Zos. Now, what's the reason why that to be the heaviest? Mishum Kavod, because of its weight, that it had to land inside the fire. Now, it says bothered by question. It says Avugav Rabbi Yehudson Lachayis Kavod, although Rabbi Yehudson himself is not concerned for the weight. Nam Rava says Tanoi that's Machlekes Tanoi. That is Rabbi Yonason, that he says that if the flame singe it, it's going to be kosher. That we said Leslie Kovet. He doesn't know that it has to have weight. So how are we saying over here that you said the name of Rabbi Yonason that has to be the heaviest because of the weight? So it says Shem Rabin really maybe Rabin holds Kishinui da Baya like a Baya's answer. Dumbed that he said that even because Rabbi Yonason it has to have weight. Because he says, "Come, the kelechas, the brayso says it's going to be possible when it gets singed, just talking about when it's a high pillar of smoke going up. Come, Rabbi Yehudson has said it's going to be kosher when the flames get it, is benichfefes, when it's very low down, but it does have to go inside the fire, and therefore generally it has to have a weight of 10 zuz. Now, so this is a fill from the Gersi, even according to the text that the Gersi is kiyas Rabban, when Rabban came pishri, he explained to Rabbi Shmei, Rabbi Yehudson, not Rabbi Yehudson. So, Chlatarskin, either way, you'll have to say this, because the Mekamakam, because even so, leave it to Rabbi Yehudson, Pirsha. This is still being interpreted according to Rabbi Yehudson, according to Rabbi Yehudson, because the Iu Omer, Gimel Lashon Shemati, he is the one that said this teaching of the three red strings. And we're explaining in him which is the heaviest, which is the medium, which is the lightest, and therefore, either way, you have to interpret how you resolve this contradiction in Rabbi Yehudson, even if the gears you bring over here is that of Rabbi Yehudson. Another approach you could say is given the Shemati, the comment, this that he says, I heard regarding three strings, which was saying, hey, according to him, who explained this, let's say if we have the gears of Rabbi Yehudson, especially so, it's not difficult, the contradiction, because he's just going according to the one that holds that the para has to have weight. And Bishamati come and say, I just what he heard. But he himself actually doesn't hold like that because he holds that it does not have to have weight. Like he brought that he holds that if it was a kolotos and hashalevis, that it's going to be kosh. And considering the next text in the begin with the Gemara, Shchita lav avoidi. Shchita, oh, that's not considered an avoidah. Therefore, that has all different halachic status. Now, so this text is, Machol duch de perish Rashi. In all places where this concept is mentioned, Rashi says, the reason why it's not considered an avodah is mishum dikshay bazar, because we see that in contrast to all the avodahs, it has to have a kain, shchita does not. So you see, it's not considered quote unquote an avodah. So it says, "V'teimu," it's a wonder. Because Teb Perakam, the Zvachim Parach, and Zvachim Dabi Dalam, basically, Gemara, as in the middle of a Gemara's discussion regarding what's kasher bazar. So the Gemara says, "I varishchita di'ef shalavat lo." The Gemara this seems to make it dependent on if it's necessary or not, as we find regarding her locha. That's the discussion over there. Ah, yishchita, which you cannot know, but you gotta do. Ukshay bazar. That's what he says, kasha bazar. How could you say that the psul of bazar is dependent on if something you could or not necessarily do, but then why is shchita invalid by a zar? So the Gemara answers, mishani, yishchita lo avoidi. Oh, shchita, it's not an avoidah. That's why it's kasha bazar. Even though it's e'ef shalavatla. Kasha zaylocha, which is an avoidah, but it's shalavatla, so that's why we have the maflegi of shunar rabban. But Rashi says, now based on what we're saying, Rashi, that the reason why shchita is not an avodah is because of kosher bazar. So, Macha, Chumizu, what type of answer is this? Shari Hiksha, that was the Gemara's question. Shari, only possible bazar. To the contrary, it should be possible bazar, keeping the Yesh Levatik, since you cannot nullify. So, how can you say, oh, shchita is not an avodah? You're saying that's because of kosher bazar, but that's exactly what I'm asking. That should not be kosher bazar. And then, quote unquote, it would be an avodah. So, the Pesha bin Yaakov Merlions, he says a different shot. So, the love of avodah, this is why we say that shchita is not an avodah. Why is not avodah? Not because it's kosher bazar. It's because the neheg is available. We find it's not a unique service that's for the base of English. Shchit is necessary in every animal, even by unconsecrated animals. Now, because, but that's difficult, because in Cain, my parah laws, and the one thing I'm asking over there and says, I bum rab, rab said, shchitas, para, bazar, psula. The shchita of the paraduma by a non-Cain is going to be possible, so obviously the shchita is considered an avodah. So, Bishlam appears to Rashi Korach Shabu Yonzen, according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking a good question, saying, okay, you see that from the Shechita of the Parah, that, yeah, the Shechita is possible bizarre. Which, according to Rashi, that's the criterion that makes something an Avodah. I will appear to Ben Yaakov by Parah, according to Ben Yaakov, what's the question? Nehi, the Shechita is Parah, Bishul Bizarre, although the Shechita of the Parah is possible by a non-Kohen, becoming an Avodah. That still doesn't make it into Avoida. You told me that since it's Avoida, it's not an Avoida. So what's the question according to Rabbi Nishimshin? So, according to Rabbi Yaakov Merlines. So, says Taisis, Bahia nearly Yashu Perish Rashikin. So rather, that interpretation is difficult. So rather, it seemed correct to resolve Rashi. Lefash to explain, when the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avoidehi, that is, Kibin Hochshubo Kalabsulin, since all those who are generally invalid to do an Avoida, meaning, not necessarily Zah. Vachul Noshma, but Mutameim, women, slaves, and impure people. So, therefore, we would presume that it's not going to be avoided for whatever reason it is. And you shouldn't have not chulin, or either because, like here, Ragged Malayan said, because we find that it applies by chulin too, and Mishum Tam Rechinim because of some other reason. And therefore, that was the question. Now, Bahad the Parach, but then the question was, Menolach the Lava Voidi. So the more answer with it, well, how do you know it's not Lava Voidi? You tell me, don't Shubba Kal Psum, because, oh, all the Psum are valid to do the Shechita. Fa'ali Yeshchita Shebisul Bazar. But you do find there is a shechita that is invalid by Zarka, and shechita is part like the floating of the paraduma. So you see that is considered a chashav avoda. That was the Gemara's question over there in Masechta Zvacha. Now Rabbeinu Shimshon, he explains a different interpretation. This that we say that shechita is lav avoda is not avoda, says because the Kabbalah be inon, we find we're going to receiving the blood shamakabal yavim b'tnim. The one receiving the blood has to be in the Azar itself, or Shechita, but where's the Shechita? Oh my God, he should yod lefnim, shachad. If he stretches his hand in and he slaughters, it's going to be kosher. Even though he himself is not in the Azar. Because Hashem perikop soon, like the Gemara Darshan is later in the days and days, it says, ben abakal of Hashem, the end must be in front of Hashem. But the Shechit does not have to be. So you see, Kabbalah is in the Avoda, whereas the Shechita is not in the Avoda. The problem is, he himself asked on his own interpretation that Lashim not Timni, the Pentecost of Amma, that he disagrees with him. He says, she yodr shal sheikh lefnim ananishcha, that the hands of the slaughter has to be more inner than what's being slaughtered. So, Michael, what are you going to say? To the contrary, according to him, by Shechita, you don't find that it can be out of the Azar. But me, Matzalim, however, what you could say is that Philashim not Timni, even according to Shim not Timni, still, Shechita lav avoda. You could prove that Shechita is not an avoda. Should be kacha kacha. You're right, but at least by kacha kacha, in Tzarchi, I'm gonna have a kabbal. But something we find one receiving the blood has to be in the northern part of the Azara. Kedoshin Bregez become like the more darshans over there in the Chesam and Aleph and Zvachim. The Balakach, where you could read Balakach as lo yikach. He should take himself, meaning by the Kabbalah, where he has to be in the Tzafim. But over Sheichet, but by the slaughter, lo beinon sheyamen haSheichet betzafim. Oh, so you see, the Kabbalah is an avoda, but the Shechita is not considered an avoda. Now, once we brought that Sogim Sach to Zvachim, so Taisa explains it, the Perkam of the Zvachim, the Gemara Zvachim over the Navidam, the Beis, the Perkam of the Benavs, the first Begin of the Bavim, the Beis. When they asked regarding this, they said the Shechita is different because it's not avoda. And the Gemara asked, well, I'm a rabbi, the Shechita is part of Bazaar, but the Shechita of the Paradum by non-current is going to be possible. So you see, Shechita is considered an avoda because why else would it be possible by Zahar? Shalom, the Gemara answers, Shani Parah, the Ketcha Bedika Bais. Don't bring me right from Parah, Aduma, because that's Ketcha Bedika Bais. It's no Kedushas of Gov, and still it's possible by Zahar. Obviously, it's Exeis HaKasa, not because Shechit is considered an Avoida. Now, on that, Tosis has attainment to wonder. Because, what are you asking from Parah, Duma, and if you're able to answer, oh, it's different because Ketcha Bedika Bais? Tema, Lifrach Me Parah Shalani, you should ask from the Parah of Aaron HaKayim. Where Laman, Dama Psul Bazaar, there is an opinion, as we had in the previous daf, and that's going to be invalid by a non Kayim. And you find that the Shechita cannot be with a Zahar, and then you could not have answered, oh, because it's Kacha B'Negah, it's not true, the power of the current God has Kedushas HaKuf. On that, Amali Mayri, my teacher, said to me, Rav Reb Shmuel Bar Shlomo B'Shem Rav Reb Yisrael Kalitzin Zatzal, that the Ma'asim Lekul Nefrach, from the power of the current God, you can't ask, because the Ma'asim Lekul Nefrach, he said that the Zahar is possible by the power of the current God, it's not because the Shechita is not avoda. The Basula of Bashar Kahanim, because it's invalid even by other Kahanim. Not because of Zahars. It will kind of go look today, because that's the only with the kind of Zahars. Gala Rahman, the mean Bam, rather, the reason is because the Torah tells us that the owner, meaning the kind of God himself, he has to do it. Midav Smicha, just like we find by the Smicha, where the Lava Vaidi is not a Vaidi bin Bam, and still you need the Bam to do the Smicha. So over here, it wasn't because of Shechita Zavaida, it was simply because you need the Bailam, and that is the kind of God that he has to do in this case of his power, as in all the Abaidis, the Shechita. The next question that begins the words of the Gemara is Shami Para. Well, the Para Dhamma is different. No, the Kacha Bedika Bais, see, because it's Kacha Bedika Bais. And therefore, you can't bring a Raya from its Shechita regarding in general. Now, so let's take Svachanam and Min Perakam. The Svachanam, you find the Svara that Oh, Parah is different because Kadosh Baruch Hu bias and it became bigger raya. Because we find this in the first parak in Zvachot David Alman Beis, parak Amad Benach is Abba Amad Beis, parak Amad Shkos Napi Rav Amad Beis. Now, but says Taisus, based on what we're saying that Parah is Kadosh Baruch Hu bias, Kadosh Baruch Hu Perish Rashi. It's difficult on Rashi, it's a Perish parak Amad Medin that explains the way the Zohar, but in the Chod Gom and Beis, by this Machlekes, Lez Nechachamim, if you could purchase a Parah Duma from a Goy. Well, it says he can't, because we're concerned that maybe the guy sodomized the animal. Chum say permitted because we're not concerned with that. I think Mar makes a deek from this that we have machlekes that we're concerned. Sounds like, but if we knew definitively that the animal was sodomized, that would be invalid. So Gabi Shmami no, and the Gemara says over there, oh, para kachim mizbeach, he must be, that's kachim mizbeach, because he kachim bedig abayisi, mimus lemervia. How can it be invalid by being sodomized? What do I mean? It's not kedusha guf. Even wood and stone has kedusha b'dik abayis. Doesn't have to have a physical purity. So you see, it's kedusha mizbeach. But then the Gemara says, if that's the case, if possibly it's different, then it's like a regular carbon should be invalidated when it's born Caesarean. A little bit tiny. Why you learn the b'ayis? So that the tiny kama holds b'sul b'yis different. Shem ma'ashem shem says it's going to be kosher. So you see, obviously that it's not necessarily kedusha saguf because then it would have. According to everyone, so you're tzedefin. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's for a different reason. It's because it's called chatas. And that's why Rishon holds that revia would make it invalid. But it's because it's tzedefin. Because it does not have a regular halacha like kedushas mizbeach. But then the Gemara says that Ella, so then what's the reason why? Shani par, meaning it's not like a regular kedusha. So shani par, for a different reason. Because since the paradum, we know it says in Pasuk Hashem Imba Mum, the blemish is invalidated. So being worshipped by the Zohar, or if it was sodomized, some type of ever, that's also like a mum, and therefore that's why it invalidates. So that's what Gemara says. So you're right. It's not because it's a chatas, because kedushas are guf. No, it's simply because it shouldn't have a blemish. Now, Parash Rashi explains that. Okay, this is all we were asking for in Bishimin, and that is the Rabbanon Kach Mizbech. According to Rabban, as we find that, yeah, they hold Kedushas Mizbech. The only reason why we refuted Kedushas Mizbech was from Bishimin. But therefore, Lachim Ipsla Berviya Be'ez is different. Therefore, they hold invalid because it was sodomized, because it's born Caesarean, because it has to have Kedushas Mizbech. And that's not valid by regular carbon. So it's not valid by Paradum either. But Bishimin, okay, according to Bishimin, that's Kach Mizbech. You have to say Kach Mizbech. Lachim Ipsla Be'ez is different. That's what I said. According to him, it's not invalid if it's born Caesarean. Now, behind the money, Bishim the Mimsal Bervi, so, and then, so the that was the Gemara was coming to explain. So, why couldn't Bishim this invalid ever sodomize? That's the difference. Bishim the Kimna Mum Paisaba, because since a blemish invalidates, it's by everybody's come or also by Sama. That's what Rashi explains within the Mazar. So, it's a question of Purusha, it's difficult according to Rashi. Because Dim Kingdom, that's the case called Stomach the Shas, so all the anonymous Gemara. Bekam Aduchti, in many places, the common, like it says in our Sugi, Por, Kacha Bedika Baisi, that the Por is Kacha Bedika Baisi, and if it don't ask him it, that comes out as Krib Shim Malik Rabbanon. Because you said according to Rabban, it is kedushas mizbeach. It's not logical to say that all these anonymous gemaras are all like Rabban, not like Rabban. So to say the Rabban first name is like the way Zara Taisus brings explicitly a different mahalach, not like Rashi. Perikam dechulim, the first perikam that Rabban Manalev b'shmeite in the sugim the Menachem Nosa. From where we know this, Ozi Basrub deGraf. The majority says Taisus. That's where Rafti. I was lengthy about this topic. We continue the next test in Master. Begin with the gemara l'mutimai. So what are you coming to exclude? Even coming to exclude the gathering of ashes, etc., which this is similar. It's a wonder to me. My karma, lemuti my. What is the Gemara even asking? What are we coming to exclude? As if we presumed we must be excluding something that regarding this psul of hesach adas or the chichaybahu shesh limad. Do I have an obligation to exclude something? Like, how do you know that we're excluding something to ask what it is? As so he says, welcome. We can't say, oh. Since Shchit and Shreva both teach the same idea, that Hesach Adas is a psul, and we know when these two psul contain the same idea, they don't teach, and there must be that everything else does not have this halacha. The other is having a contrary. They're not saying the same thing. The ha mitzvah tzrichi. The Gemara brought why you need each one to say that you would not have known one from the other, because one's the beginning of the boy, the one's the primary preparation of it. So how do you know you'd be excluding anything else that you're asking what it is that we're excluding? So in there it appears the alkorcho chesed adas lay possible. We have to say that not paying attention to the avodas of the para will not invalidate by everyone of the avodas, because the impossible could ever be invalidated by the whole avoda. So my it's a mechtabishchit b'sweim. Then why do you have to write the psul of chesed adas by the slaughtering and by the burning? The loyos amadod, because you can tell me you don't learn one from the other. then write the psukah be'asivas safara by gathering the ashes, or the gathering of the waters of achas min hashar, or one of the others, she'enet chaz avoyda, does not have a chashivas of being the first of avoyda, like shchita, of le'avoyda, the hashtar, the miskash apart, neither like the b'sreifa, which is that right now it's what prepares the actual ash of the paraduma. And then you'll say about one of these other ones, but they said, but they none, and all of them will be learned from it, because you're saying that it's by all of it. So why are you writing about these two? She has b'chol chodah that each one of these two, yes, you wouldn't know one from the other, but each one has a bilsa d'chashibusa, a certain significance to it. From there you learn that obviously the reason why we said by those two is because it has to have a chashibus. And we're excluding some avoid that does not have so much significance. The way possible has a lot there, not paying attention, will not invalidate it. And the that's what the Gemara is asking, which is we're excluding what is considered avoid that does not have chashibus. That's what is the Torah's coming to exclude to say that Hezekiah is not going to invalidate by it.